Deer Trucking Awesome. What do you think of when someone says tough? Honestly, I think of a Toyota truck. Tundra's one mean mother of a truck with a twin-turbo V6, an incredible going power, and the Tacoma claws through terrain with a taller suspension and lots of creature comforts in the cockpit. Both Toyota trucks are decked out with tons of cool features and tech you'll dig. Check them out at Toyota.com, folks.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
Strava Craft Coffee, the CBD-infused coffee that's made right here in Colorado, has a brand new promo code where you can save 25% off of your first purchase, and that promo code is DNVR25. Not only do we love what Strava tastes like, we pretty much run off of their coffee, but it's also CBD-infused and helps with so many different ailments. It's different for everyone. Check out their reviews, and you will be blown away with what people's stories about how Strava has helped them. They deliver straight to your door, and you can also subscribe and save 20% off of every single purchase. So head to StravaCoffee.com today to try out their delicious CBD-infused coffee and use promo code DNVR25 at checkout. They are one of our longest partners here at DNVR, predating even the rebrand at DNVR, and they're a local company. Really could use your support. Check them out, StravaCoffee.com.
I would rather wait.
Can we save those for a super chat?
Yeah, for real.
Here we go.
What is up, everybody, and welcome into the Winner's Lounge. Lasers, guys, it's going to be a fun one. The Nuggets. Are you in this girl? You are in the camera. Look at that. Winner shots. The bar was going crazy for some winner shots tonight.
Allie,
this was a great crowd at the DMVR bar. Allie Monroy. Can you guys believe it?
Winner shots.
All right, I'll take one right here. What do we got tonight? These are always, like, delicious.
Yeah, the barbecue.
Barbecue sauce.
This is a tangy barbecue sauce.
This is a Kansas City barbecue tonight.
Jevely.
No.
Jevely.
Jevely.
Not bad. That was fantastic. It tastes like Hawaiian punch.
To victory.
I have a drinking problem, guys. I spill when I drink all over myself. Guys, hype, excitement. Ugly game doesn't matter. Friday night, vibes are immaculate.
Yeah, who cares? So 8 in a row. Is that 16 of 19? 18 of 20?
17 of 20.
17 of 20? There we go.
17
Neither
of 20.
One. Yeah, I mean, it's the biggest win streak, longest win streak in the Jokic era. Little sloppy tonight, but same opponent. No Jamal Murray. It really just is less telling than it is dope that they won.
No Jamal Murray, and still, it like wasn't. I know it felt close at the end. Didn't always feel that close to me. I mean, the Nuggets always in the driver's seat. That's what makes it great. Guys, tonight's show brought to you as always by DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. Download it. Maybe you'll win money next time if we get to bet on the Nuggets next time, which I think we will.
You guys got to get. Hey, let's
Whoa.
Go.
Well, I guess I'll go ahead and introduce him then. We got RK in the house.
Winningsburg.
The return of Winningsburg.
Look at that shirt.
Just so everyone knows, if the Nuggets would have lost, you would not have seen
RK. He definitely would not have been here.
He's committed to the
call him Losingsburg, bro.
Yeah, exactly. I actually came on a loss like the last time I was on. I came on a loss. Some guy tweeted at me like, bro, every time you come on, they lose. I was like,
oh, that's awesome.
I'm like 10-1 career here. What are we doing?
That's hilarious. Show the people your shirt. Get some love for this thing. It looks vintage, though it's not.
Why would you tell people that?
I explained
that?
This earlier. Vintage means that it was actually made in a time past and you've bought it.
Retro?
Retro means it's in the style of an old.
It's
got a retro shirt.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for that. This is the pedantic one is D-Line Co.
I don't know what that means. I got to be
shallow and pedantic.
And then, of course, I've got the man in the flower shirts, as always, Brendan Vogt.
I'm ready to go. I'm ready to defend Will Barton. Let's do it.
Are you ready to defend Will Barton?
I'm ready to defend
Mr. Nugget, who I thought was absolutely fantastic. It's funny. This game was ugly, and there were negative aspects of it. I mean, the Nuggets turned the ball over a lot, got sloppy, took their foot off the gas, all these different things. And yet, here I am on Friday night in a great mood, Nuggets winning, and I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, Jokic put up an insane stat line. Michael Porter continues to shoot over 50% just from stepping on the court. Aaron Gordon continues to fit in and look great, even though he had ups and downs, still looks great. Monte Morris was awesome. Will Barton was awesome. I don't know. I can't be down about this game because it got close at the end. I'm like, no, things are still great.
The Nuggets had them just at arm's length the whole game, and they were just like, go away. And they were just like, no, but they had them there. Like, the guard arm was always up. It never actually felt like they weren't going to win.
It really didn't. And that's sort of the hallmark of this entire streak, is that there's not been one moment that I thought they were going to lose a basketball game. And actually, I was saying, it feels good to be stressed at the end of a basketball game. Like, when the result has just been so, there's just been no mystery as to whether or not the Nuggets were going to win in the past seven. Like, I feel alive. You know, like, my juices were pumping.
Your juices were.
I got juices, man.
Somehow you said that in a way that sounded disgusting.
It was disgusting.
Yeah, it sounded very uncomfortable.
They have so much more room for error with this group.
Man, it's so true. This is a great point.
Come out and drop a C-minus game, and you're thinking, they probably got it. And as close as this game was, I actually agree. Maybe for only 20 seconds at a time did it actually feel in the balance. So, yeah, it just, like, wasn't a great game. The starters didn't play very well outside of those two guys, and they still get the win. And to me, there is this, like, that margin for error. This team has to play really poorly to lose a game to a team like San Antonio.
That's what I was thinking. Like, you know, all of the streak has been about Aaron Gordon, rightfully so. Aaron Gordon didn't even play well tonight. Jamal Murray wasn't out there.
He played terrible, Jamal Murray.
And the team still wins, you know, and sacks on another one. This team... I like the term you use there, margin for error. Like, it went from a little bit to now it's just massive. Like, totally. They just need a couple guys to go, and of course they have Jokic when they need him. They're gonna win.
It's so true. Like, fail safes, nothing but fail safes. Like, if for whatever reason the starters falter, even though this night it did not prove to be true. Like, there are just guys on the bench. There's just guys. Like, I've been thinking about this. Like. Every Nugget is good, guys. Every Nugget is good. Like, they just, I don't know. They've just figured something out, and they are playing with supreme confidence. And so, I don't know. I just don't know where this stops.
Yeah. And you look at it tonight, again, 32 assists. You look at it tonight, again, an 18-point lead. I believe this is now every game an 18-point lead, except for the Orlando game where they came from behind. Another game that's a wire-to-wire lead. The Spurs never led in this game.
Wow.
I mean, it's funny because I don't think you're taking it for granted, but at the same time, you're starting to get comfortable with it. I'm just getting comfortable with the fact that the Nuggets are really good. And like you said, tonight, C-plus, B-minus effort, doesn't matter. They win. Doesn't matter. They still get the win.
If I were going to pull on some negative threads,
we
talked pre-game about the Aaron Gordon thing and his accepting his role. And I just think that's a daily focus thing. It's not a thing where you flip a switch and now that's who you are for 3 months. He has to show up to work every single day with a very, very focused attitude on what he's going to do. Tonight, look, it doesn't matter, so I'm really not trying to kill him. But just there were a little bit of, like, he got a little looser tonight. He tried some things that maybe you don't want to see him doing. Part of that is probably because they weren't on a string as a unit the way they have been in games past, but just something to keep an eye on.
If you look at the shot distribution, because I agree with you, there were some shots I didn't really like from him tonight, but, you know, there was a lot I did like from him. You know, Jokic gets 17, Michael Porter gets 15. That's perfect. 11 for Barton, 11 for Gordon. I feel like that's also perfect.
Right.
So
you're
right that the specifics of it, maybe, but in aggregate, it still sort of fell. And maybe this is just the matter of when Jamal Murray's not there, somebody has to take shots. And it's going to be somebody that's not as good as Jamal Murray taking some of those. And that probably happened tonight. All right. Where to start? Which player should we – Winningsburg, you're new here. Where do you want to start? Which player should we talk about first?
Let's talk about Monte.
Okay, I like it. Mr. Nugget.
It's a great place to start.
Usually that means you take
it. Adam, talking about Monte.
Speaking of the king of the game, Mr. Nugget himself, 21 points. 5 of 5 from 3, plus 14.
7 of 8 from the field.
A team high plus 14, and it felt like it. And let's be honest, you know, Faku has gotten the start the last two. I think there's a method to Michael Malone's madness here. You know, that first unit, maybe it has taken, at least in these last two games, a little bit of the teeth out of that first unit. Both games, they haven't got out to great starts. But it really puts everything else in line, including for Faku. Running with staggered lineups has been great. Monte running with staggered lineups and then closing both halves, you know, with the starters has been a really nice thing.
I mean, you go back to whatever it was 2 weeks ago before Monte was out there, and everyone was like, wow, this new starting unit's amazing, but the bench really has some questions. And, like, it was like, okay, but they don't have Monte. As soon as you put Monte in there, the bench is going to be just fine.
The questions get answered somehow pretty quickly. Yeah. Mr. Nugget, I just, you know, you just love when guys play to the level of the nickname that we've given them.
So true.
It just makes you feel good. Like you're, you know, the stars are aligning.
It was a little awkward when we had Mr.'s Nugget, even though like Gary clearly.
You know what though? Ironically, Mr. Nugget and I guess Mr. Magic. He played
way
tonight.
Cooler.
They both started. He was on, Mr. Magic is way better.
You're I'm saving it for later. I have it. I have it here. Mr. Magic is.
That's tough.
Mr. Magic definitely sounds. It's like Magic Mike or something. Exactly. Definitely has a different different connotation here. Monte Morris.
Well, I actually just want to reiterate for those who, you know, a lot of people are like, why did Faku start again? I'm sure Malone would say the same thing he said last game. Monte was still on a minute restriction, and he felt it was too choppy with the starters to pull him in and out and hit that, keep it under that minutes total. So I don't know if this is necessarily reflective of how Malone views this situation. And yeah, Monte was awesome tonight. He came up clutch every time they needed him. And by the way, that insane finish he had in the first quarter to that layup was the only non-assisted bucket of the entire quarter.
Yeah, it was crazy.
And it's, you know, one thing about Monte this year is he gets those unassisted points. He finds a way of making things happen, whereas in years past he's been more of a facilitator.
Yes. I mean, you look at 5 of 5 from three. I think the mark of really great NBA teams in 2021 is how many guys that you have that could possibly go 5 of 5 from three in a game. And Nuggets have a really wide mark. Like, Jokic can do that. Murray can do that. MPJ can do that. JaMychal Green can do that. Monte Morris can do that.
Man.
And when you have a guy that isn't necessarily supposed to do that, or you don't expect him to do that, and he does it, it almost guarantees you're going to win that game. Like, when you have a role player hit 5 threes, it's just really difficult for the other team to make up for that.
Yeah. Chat's popping right now. If you guys are listening to this as a podcast, of course, we always make this a podcast, the DNVR Nuggets podcast. Subscribe wherever you go. But if you're listening to this, it's a Friday night. Oh, maybe you're at home. Your schedule's a little different. You get to sleep in tomorrow. Join the Winner's Lounge Friday night. The live chat's popping off. It's always fun.
You can hear the sounds of real human beings spending time together, laughing.
It is, yeah.
It feels nice. The sounds of cheering and things that you hear, not piped in.
Man, you're kind of joking here, but can I say, like, we saw some of our good old friends in media, like, we just haven't seen for a while tonight, and it was great. It really is nice when you get to see people coming back to life, coming back out.
Well, driving over here, I was like, oh, right. Like, I thought I wanted to reconnect with humanity, but now I'm in traffic. Like, I didn't want. But then meeting actual humans, pretty cool.
Worth it.
Though, like, you got the Avs, you got the Nuggets, and you can see it. Like, I know I don't want to say it too early, but the city's waking back up.
Oh,
there's
man.
Light at the end of the tunnel, and it just feels vibey out there.
Oh man,
it's a full wake and bake situation for the city of Denver.
It's a very wake and bake. The city is waking and baking.
Is that right a team, or are you calling me out?
I've said, dude, get on your game over here.
So I imagine I haven't been looking at. I've only been seeing the number of comments coming in, but I imagine there were some people that said, Mr. Nugget is king of the game. WTF? What does Jokic have to do? No?
Full support.
Full support? Okay. Then people get it because Mr. Nugget tonight was fantastic. And we're not taking this guy for granted. Nikola Jokic tonight, 26 points, 13 rebounds, 14 assists.
He's no Joel Embiid.
Any one of those stats alone with, like, you know, moderate, you know, 7 rebounds, 7 assists, you know, like whatever. In fact, 13 rebounds, 14 assists. Who is this guy?
14 assists is his third highest assist mark on the season.
On the season?
Third.
Of his career? No, on the season.
On the season.
It's insane, man.
And, you know, if you guys weren't so slow to open up your DraftKings Sportsbook, you, like me, Jokic, odds boost, triple-double, plus 215. Let's go.
Why are you going to do us like this, man?
I'm just saying, you know.
Winningsburg comes on the show and has to point out our L's.
I just, you know, wake up and smell the coffee. Your first thing you should do when you wake up is open DraftKings.
Oh, yeah.
Get those bets
that
in.
That morning stretch. Get the robe on. Pop open America's
Top. Couple sips of coffee.
Dude, the worst thing in the world is that I declared my lock of the universe forevermore until time itself stops. Jokic assists. Of course hits.
That's so funny. You know what? He is also 2 of 2 from three tonight, but he was 2 of 12 on 3-point shot fakes. It's funny because he was on fire early to start this game and he kept shot faking and driving to the basket. It was almost like driving me nuts. But as with everything, Jokic knows what he's doing. Who am I to correct?
In the end, he had a good plan.
I feel like he only shoots threes to make you honor that shot fake.
It does. And tonight he just kept going to that shot fake over and over again.
Dude, he's done that shot fake now Like, you guys had to tell me he'd actually shot a three, because I was like, he's done a shot fake 100 times in a row. Like, at some point, don't you have to do the other side in order
to
be a fake?
That's what happens when you shoot 42% from three as a center. They actually can't not close out. They have to. So
it's funny that, you know, I don't know what the numbers say. Maybe this is something we could look up, but since Aaron Gordon joined the Nuggets, his assists are just through the roof. I mean, you've kind of said this. Your betting strategy, until further notice, is just take the over on assists. What's the line? Doesn't matter. Just keep taking the over. Tonight he gets 14, and it's just like you give him another tall target. You give him the better spacing, this or that, and it works. And this is, by the way, without Jamal Murray on the court. I think it even goes up once you give another elite floor spacer and component of gravity.
More baskets.
And don't forget that Aaron Gordon actually has good hands.
He does have good hands.
He actually has great hands.
Yep. Aaron Gordon has great hands.
He has great hands. He's got a winning smile.
Eric's going to take this right up to the line.
And he's got a lovable personality. I couldn't get enough.
I am telling you about that. It is kind of funny because we do talk about the male form here a lot at this. It's been a while. But I want to say, great male form from Aaron Gordon. Dude. That guy has the coolest look. Yeah. He's such a cool looking dude.
There was like a shot of him and MPJ chatting. And I was like, geez, imagine when these two guys like walk into a bar together.
It's over.
Like, it's just game over. Everyone just game over. Get out of the way.
It's like RK and Eric.
That's true. Oh, people
it's
have
so
said that.
Like that, man.
It's like, you know
it's
what,
so
bro?
Like
you just
that.
Take my girl. Let's just get this over with.
I want to get through this part of the night. So.
When the Nuggets were up 18 tonight, I think Aaron Gordon is on the bench. I mean, he had just come out. And I remember I was sitting there thinking just like, what do you think he thinks of all this, man? Like, in Orlando, it's not going to be long before he will have more wins with the Nuggets than he had with the Magic. Like, it's not going to be that far. I think it was like 16.
His first week here, he eclipses it.
Has yet to lose. They keep winning. And not only do they keep winning, they keep being up by monster numbers. And I just kind of wonder what goes through his head with these. Like, you think he's used to it yet?
I might be getting used to it. I do think we've, like, this is a real thread to pull on, but I also think we've probably kind of milked it dry. Like, he's played professional basketball games.
No, but it doesn't matter. No, you're wrong about this, man.
Shut up.
I'll fuck off.
No, I'm pushing back on this. You're right, he has. For the Magic, and yes, they were in the playoffs, with a 500 record where they were just the sacrificial lambs.
It's
like,
so true.
It's never been on a team where you walk in with the expectation that you are going to win. And look, maybe there's a baseball player for a team that you like to cover that maybe feels similar things where it's just like, oh, here I am with these expectations. It is true. These things do happen with players. I would
guess his best basketball memories up to this point were at Arizona. And I think he was playing alongside like Stanley Johnson, and like they had a great team.
He was even asked about some of the stuff about like favorite memories and like what's the best game, and he was like, I think it was that dunk contest, and it was like the list was so short he didn't actually have things to list off.
Aaron Gordon has been in the NBA for some time now, and the only thing anyone knows about him, including I think himself, is that he was robbed of the dunk contest more than once. He made a documentary about it. His number reflects this.
Look, I mean,
he made a rap song about it.
He made a rap song.
Oh no!
And it's interesting super chat here.
Oh, look at that.
Is that true? Wow, that's crazy. I mean, I guess he's had a couple monster ones. He's back up to 9.5. This begs the question.
Is he really?
Let's go.
This begs the question.
I guess he had 14 again.
I mean, he did have 14. He's had a couple of these monster ones.
Good Lord.
Can he do it?
Yeah, I think...
Yes.
You know, if you're going to take that noise or that reporting that Aaron Gordon...
average a triple-double.
Had Denver...
He's making a different point here.
Had Denver on his list... You know, was a place that he was down. Then, he's got to be feeling validated every day right now.
Yeah.
And I do think, I mean, there's no reason for those guys to show up to work today on any day and think anything less than, like, we can win a title this year. That's palpable.
They
right
show
now.
Up. They're like, dude, we could win. Also, Malone's pretty pissed. What if I want to talk to
you? You know
him?
What, though, man? I do think, like, there will be times where we feel we wish Malone would kind of maybe loosen it up a little. He will white-knuckle his way through some vibey moments. But I'm also kind of glad Malone's the coach right now because he said it right today. They have to not get complacent.
Absolutely.
They have to not be bored by this. And he is a guy who is going to remind them every night that habit building is a daily process.
Yeah. I can't get confirmation on the assists. I'm showing stat NBA.com is showing 8.8, so I'm not so sure. But
no, but he's saying he's averaging 9.5 since AG got
here. I see. Since he got here. Yeah, that's a little different. Because he's only at 8.8. It'd take a lot for him to get above it. But you know what? Or it just takes averaging 14 assists from here on out, which on the table. I mean, weirdly on the table. Where else could we go tonight? Michael Porter. 22 points tonight, 10 rebounds. He gets his double-double. Goes 8 of 15. Now, only 2 of 7 from the three-point line, so he did miss a lot of threes tonight. And they were good looks, too. Some of the threes he missed were like, oh, this is the nail in the coffin. Let's all go home, and then he would miss them. But to be now at, I believe, 17 games since March 6th, or 2nd, that he has not been dipped below 50% or 15 points. It's insane. He continues to do it.
Well, and...
Cannot wait to be at Ball Arena when they present Jokic with the MVP trophy. So many years of built up will pay
build up.
Off. Build up will pay off for me emotionally.
Well, so here's the one thing. I love the comment, but here's the one lame thing. They won't present it to him at Ball Arena. Because don't they do the new thing now?
Yes, they have like an award show.
They have an award show afterwards, hey, so there won't be that.
How are you going to have me read off some fraudulent stuff? Sir Sketch?
That's the only thing that's a little bit. Hey,
well,
maybe,
no, but I bet you that when he comes back for the next time they play, do a ceremony.
We could lobby them to present it to him here at the DNVR bar.
I think we can make that happen.
We could put a banner up and like invite Jokic to the banner raising ceremony.
I'm serious, but Michael Porter tonight. You know what's our thought, Eric? What did you see from Michael Porter tonight?
I saw a guy that has been completely unlocked as far as confidence is concerned. A lot like he was last game. He was a little bit up and down. Like for a little while, though, I thought he was going to be the leading scorer of the game, which would have made me happy since I bet on that.
Yeah, he was close.
But it's just the next evolution of the confidence swell that is going to take Michael Porter Jr. to the next level. I mean, he's still like makes some strange decisions every now and again. But, I mean, watching him crash the offensive glass.
That's Jokic. Only one offensive rebound tonight.
But he was hunting them.
Yeah, yeah.
He wasn't getting them. I guess
his athleticism.
I watched a couple times where he just like sprinted from the 3-point line in to try and get a rebound. And he's just growing. Little babies all grows up right in front of our eyes. And it just makes me so happy.
To me, this highlights some of the Porter evolution of late. So he's only 2 of 7 from 3 tonight. But he shoots 53% from the field, over 50% again. And that's because he has just figured it out around the rim. When to get there, how to finish. For a guy who probably has some work to do in terms of adding hand strength, core strength, he's really good already in those areas. Defensively tonight, I thought he is starting to fall in love with the block a little bit. There are times where it's like, hey, it might be better if you just stay in front and keep your hands up.
He's missed the blow-by chase-down block a lot lately. Feels, yeah.
And so that's something to note. But I'm also love that he has this aggressive rim protection attitude, so give and take.
That's the take, though, what you started with is his evolution. When you can be this productive when your best talent isn't working for you that night, when you're not able to, you know, get it from three, that's got to be frustrating when you're as nails as he is from three and they're just not falling that night. Like, it's easy to just kind of tuck your tail between your legs and be like, all right, I just don't have it tonight.
Yep.
Instead, he's looking for it in so many different ways, and he can get it so many different ways. He knows that if he cuts, Jokic will find him. He knows if he's around the rim, he can get those offensive boards, and he knows that his mid-range game is money as well. So his confidence is off the charts right now, and the fact that even when he's not making his open threes, his confidence doesn't evade him is what it's all about.
Everything. Right. The irrational confidence is what you want in a highly skilled basketball player. You want somebody who just their internal feelings don't get at all involved in whether or not they're able to shoot the basketball. I mean, exactly.
All right, let's take our first break. On the other side, though, we have RK here. And as we were talking, I wanted to ask, we'll do this on the other side, for you to tell us where Jokic ranks in your favorite Denver athletes currently, where Michael Porter does, where Jamal Murray does. I'm curious, if we go through Avs, Rockies, Broncos, Nuggets, where your personal – ours are all going to be Nuggets. but I want to get yours. But first, we'll hit this ad break. Hit the like button.
Well, before I
send a super chat if you want Vote to have to drink.
Someone make us drink. A lot of thirsty over here.
Eric, can you guess what branded underwear I'm wearing right now?
I'm gonna guess Manscaped.
That's right. The only branded underwear I have.
I was like, Gabby
and he only
insurance?
Has one pair. That's the weird part.
There's a really weird Gabby insurance underwear you have on. That was where we were going.
Get a
with
better
this.
Insurance. Support for DNVR is brought to you by Manscaped, the best in men's below the waist grooming. Manscaped offers precision engineered tools for your family jewels. They obsess over their technology developments to provide you the best tools for your grooming experience. Manscaped is trusted by over 2 million men worldwide. We have an exclusive offer for our listeners, my listeners, 20% off plus free shipping with the code DNVR at Manscaped. Actual testimonials, the Lawnmower 3.0, incredible. It's the only way I can shave without cutting myself because I'm a child.
How many times have you shaved without it and cut yourself? Is it? You know what? Keep reading. Yeah, keep reading.
Don't like unpack it. Okay. The nose hair thing. When I was a kid, my uncle had really bad nose hair, and I didn't know how to bring that up to him, but I hated it.
As a kid, you're not. I don't think that's your lane.
Yeah, but I didn't want him to be around me because his nose hair was so bad. I wish he had Manscaped.
You probably have nieces, nephews, maybe kids your own that are terrified of you because of your horrendous nose hairs.
You.
Get the Manscaped. It really is the greatest. I'm telling you, I love shaving my nose.
Being around Adam has been a good 50% more tolerable since.
Thank you.
Weed
there it is.
Check out Manscaped. Use code DNVR. Hey, Gabby Insurance stands for Get a Better Insurance. They're not insurance providers, but they do provide you with some insurance shopping, some price shopping. On average, customers save $961 per year with Gabby. And guess what? Gabby never sells your info, so no annoying spam or robocalls. You just tell Gabby what you're paying, what your insurance looks like. They tell you what what you should be paying. So put your policy to the test like we did. Get a better insurance with Gabby. It's totally free to check out, and there's no obligation. Go to Gabby.com/DNVR. That's GABI.com/DNVR. One more time, Gabby.com/DNVR. We should also do a pick of the week. Just is it Jokic assist?
Jokic assist until time itself
until time
stops.
Itself stops.
I love it.
There's your DraftKings.
DraftKings gonna be watching this and set the line at like 13. What? 13. 13 and a half.
I mean, until he shows me he can't do it, I'm gonna bet it.
So true.
Just one follow-up question. In that scenario, has time itself stopped?
No, it hasn't.
Then I'm taking the over.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah, so check out DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app.
I saw somebody in the chat said, my favorite part of the show is when Vote realizes he has to do ad reads and panics.
Yeah.
Every time.
You know, you were thinking tonight that, wow, Vote's really on top of his stuff. It's because Lindsay, the sales director, is sitting right next to him.
That's right.
He's really
like
nervous.
A hawk. She's just sitting there perched over there, breathing down his neck.
The greatest... like quote from Vote on the show was when he's like, man, how is Harrison always so prepared for this? We're like, because he prepares.
That's the difference.
Being prepared for the ad reads, literally opening the sheet on your computer.
Hey, I forget.
Hey, the homie Ryan Green just hooked it up.
Yo, we got two.
Ryan
Green. He got his first shot of Rocky by the way today. Took it an absolute champ. Like a true Serbian, honestly. I think Ryan Green might be part Serbian.
I mean, Ryan's like way in the club. Ryan's way in the
club. Yeah, he's in
the
club.
Yeah. Well, we let him upstairs into the actual club.
I thought I smelled nail polish.
There's part of the club that he has access to. Even I don't have access to, and it's my club.
That's Ryan. Quite annoying. Ryan, can I hang out back there tonight?
It's like, no, you guys are
behind the red ropes.
It's Friday. Let's knock off, huh, guys?
So this is there's another super chat.
This one's rocking.
Before that, from Sky Sid Jab that says, "Oh yeah, Barton makes me itch. Drink."
Don't know what that means, but
I don't want to drink to that one. I'm going to drink to the other one.
Givoli. Dude, that is definitely bigger than a shot.
Woohoo! I thought that was.
I think that's great.
The winner shot. That's Rakia. This is Rakia.
That was intense. That was a double. That was a double.
Yo, that was if we were
that was a double
doing the Pepsi challenge. I'd be able to pick out Rakia every time.
Oh, 100% of the time. Yes, that's Rakia.
Oh, man,
all right. I like this question. I thought of it while we were talking on the last segment.
That's why he likes this question.
That's why I like it. It's a brilliant idea.
I like this question because I thought of it.
You love all sports. You cover the Broncos.
That's true.
I want to know. Where does Jokic fit into your favorite current Denver sports athletes?
I'm not just saying this because I'm a man of the people. I play to the crowd.
I mean,
because I do those things.
Okay.
But I'm not just saying this because of that. He's like a very solid number one right now. Like a very solid number
one. Like that. It's like that chart, the TPA charts with the heads. It's like Jokic is like way up here on the like, how much do you love me scale?
Okay, so here's what it is. First of all, he's the best player in the world.
Okay.
Like he is the very clear MVP favorite. But to me, it starts with the fact that when there's a Nuggets game on, like this actually, I feel guilty about this, but I don't have to feel guilty in this setting. This is a safe space.
Yeah, this is a hype this is a hype cast, bro.
I was like hyping up the DNVR bar on the Broncos pod today, and I was like, and there's a Nuggets game tonight. But there was also a Rockies and an Avs game.
Yeah, yeah.
But like I was just thinking like, oh, I cannot wait to watch Jokic. Like
so true.
There's just something about when you turn on the game, you just know he's going to do awesome things. Like, there's no question about it. And I love Nathan MacKinnon. He's amazing. But it's not the same thing where you can just turn on the game and be like, I'm going to get to watch him for most of the game just dominate.
Yeah, if hockey was Nathan MacKinnon just hung out at the blue line and just had the puck every time. Like, they all just gave him the puck at the blue line.
So
and
true.
He's like...
and also if he like whatever. If he like couldn't skate, he just kind of like stands in the same spot.
Yeah, but he just like anyone who tries to take from
but he can never take it from his incredible
very strong, wasn't very fast.
Just out there.
Yeah,
is MacKinnon number two for you?
Dude, MacKinnon is dope as fuck.
MacKinnon's really dope.
Dude, MacKinnon.
Yeah, MacKinnon is probably number two for me. But man, I mean, let's be honest, the Broncos don't really have any nominees right now.
Like, yeah, Vaughn? It's very true.
Like, Vaughn is fun to watch, but we haven't seen him in a while, and when we last saw him, he didn't even play that well. Phillip Lindsay is gone now. Gordon. He was probably the most fun player the Broncos had for the last few years. You know, we didn't get to see Cortland Sutton last year, Bradley Chubb. It's the Broncos are in a weird spot where they don't have, like, their guy for a while now. So,
yeah,
it really comes down to the Avs and Nuggets.
Yeah.
And Jokic is the best. So it's like it's like Jokic, MacKinnon, Jamal. Ooh.
Jamal
like,
three.
Yeah.
Okay, four.
Nico?
Yeah, probably.
Really? Nico over Michael Porter. This blows my mind.
Nico Porter Jr.
Nico Porter.
At number four.
Well, but then when does
Burakovsky?
Andre Burakovsky.
He's never going to let this die.
Nope. I've tried to save Denver from themselves, but they won't let me
They won't let you do it.
I love that you wore the fraud shirt tonight. That's awesome,
totally.
Dude.
Totally. We have a couple more super chats.
I don't know about – I honestly, number four is where it gets a little dicey.
Yeah.
See, my Trevor Story might have to come in there somewhere.
Oh, yeah, wow.
True.
But it's also just like the Rockies.
So is Michael Porter anywhere close, or is he like still so young? It's still like – it's the dating phase. It's not love yet.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is. I mean, like, I love shooters. So it should be, like, that easy for me to just be like, but I think it is still in, like, an early phase when it comes to MPJ.
He does feel like a boyfriend that would totally cheat on you. Does he, like, you're like, oh, this is my super hot girlfriend.
Do you think, like, has MPJ, like, made himself lovable yet?
Oh, to me, I've said this a while back. Like, every time he shoots it, I just get, like, a 10 out of 10 happiness.
I mean, I feel that, too. Like, I think he might have the best swish in the entire NBA.
The best swish.
Yeah.
It really is. Like, it's just, I think he has the best swish. It's not a funny thing
like,
to say.
Whenever it swishes, you're like, yeah, that's right.
That's supposed to look like.
Jokic also has a good swish because, like, when he shoots them, they're also rainbows, you know? But but he swishes it less often. Like, he makes a lot. It just doesn't always swish
like, the expression rips the cords.
Yeah.
But he absolutely rips the cords when it
look,
goes
man,
through.
I think Porter absolutely has played his way into a more lovable place. Like, you also got to think, you know, this really high profile guy, right? The least Denver guy that could have come to Denver. A lot of concerns about the attitude, the personality. Nah, he's been a Nugget. He's bought in. He plays hard and he really seems to like his teammates. So I don't know, man. I think he's lovable.
I think he's.
Have you done your shot yet?
No.
Jesus, dude. What, you didn't want to party with us or what?
Yeah, dude. Well, this was a super chat from our good friend.
I'm small.
Alexander guys, like, Wilson Flynn, whose namesake pants he didn't wear this day.
I love you, Alexander.
We have another great.
But it's a great. Hold on. There's a good question in this, and it says, will Jokic's inevitable MVP be the most reluctant MVP the media's ever given?
Oh, of course.
I think the Nuggets are going to win enough games here down the stretch that it's going to be the voting breakdown is going to be pretty overwhelming.
Yeah, but you're going to have people yelling, like, well, if LeBron didn't get hurt and Embiid didn't get hurt and
Nick Wright had a thing where he was on Bo Money's pod, it's about 2 weeks ago, and he said, if you vote for Nikola Jokic, just know you're going to feel very stupid 10 years from now. And I'm like, no, you're not.
Who said
because
that?
Because Nick Wright, our Nick nemesis. Wright? Yeah, he sucks.
God,
he
sucks. Sucks.
Well, he just loves
so
LeBron.
Hard.
So
this shirt, do you remember
yeah, it was
but
because
I
of him.
I also love LeBron. Like, screw that. And when I see Jokic, I just see the next closest
but,
thing.
So
he's
I,
also
not
like
to spoil
a
too much.
Fan. I think he likes
not to spoil too much.
Memory.
I've shot a video today that'll be coming out, I think, on Monday about this very idea because I'm serious about it. You're not going to feel dumb about it because he's this generation's Tim Duncan. You know, like, he's a guy that will be
why'd I vote for Tim Duncan?
One of the faces of an entire era. People right now don't wrap their heads around this. They still think, like, he's a good player. He's capable of doing things. But, you know, no, I think we're going to look back at this 30 years from now and be like, yeah, man, it's going to be a short number of players you get to before you say this was, you know, Jokic's era. It'll be like Dirk Nowitzki or Tim Duncan.
All right.
I just want to circle back to the MPJ thing really quick. Good. I'm not saying he's not lovable.
What are you saying?
I feel like there's one missing piece. I just don't know what it is yet, but it'll come.
You just can't trust him.
That's or, you know, I like the line on the haircut.
It's the eyebrow.
It's the mix of both. Yeah. Got to pick one or the other.
Bad, you
got
to do stripes, vertical or horizontal. You can't do both. Is that what it is?
It's like wearing a horizontally striped shirt with plaid shorts.
No, it's so
Trevor. Trevor says he gave us $20. Says, I'm poor, but I love you guys so much. It's
oh
worth
my
it.
God,
he
Trevor.
Says, he says, and I quote, Jamal has ascended. MPJ has arrived. MVP is MVP, and every nugget
oh
is good.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you're a goddamn go. Guy.
Got it. You are the best.
Trevor, come on in the club. Come
in the club. Come on. Trevor, in
and
the club.
Put Gordon's up. I need to see what it says here.
Yeah, also,
see,
like, come to the bar. Let us buy you a beer.
Gordon, we love you.
The homie Gordon always. Oh, is it pair ascending?
No. This is a new one. I need to see how this is described. All right, this says... Super sticker, Shiba dog in samurai armor, waving a banner saying number one.
That's how
Let's
I feel.
Number one.
That's how I feel.
That
dude.
Is totally how I feel. Will Bart. Oh, we got another one. Oh, wow. Harrison's already ready to go. Hang tight for us for just like 5 minutes, Harrison. You're a little early. Well, we're a little late. I don't know. One of the two. It's probably your fault. Will Barton tonight I thought was really good, and he was nails down the stretch. I mean, stepping to the line for those free throws, you know, that was a big moment. We all were kind of a little bit nervous. It was an interesting decision, I thought. Not the free throws that Barton shot, but when they brought Faku onto the court at the end, and you've got Michael Porter, who has a very hard time catching the ball. You've got Faku, who I don't think is like the guy you necessarily want right there. It was just a weird combination of players they had on the court.
Do you want Aaron Gordon taking those free throws, though? So I guess
so
that was
what
it.
What does Faku shoot from the line?
I think he's good, but I don't know that
I don't
it's
know.
Like...
I'll check that out.
Let's put the game in his hands right here. Kind
but
of
it's
moment.
Like worst-case scenario if no one else gets open.
He's also a tough target. I mean, like, you're talking about throwing it to the smallest
but
target.
I actually didn't mind that decision. Because
really?
I think what you eliminate is, we just got to get this ball in, and now it's Aaron Gordon's shots.
Yeah. Barton was great tonight. He also had 17 points, 5 assists, 6 of 11. Again, dude. I talk about, like, he played all those minutes. 36 minutes, only takes 11 shots. Sometimes I feel like him not taking shots that you don't like doesn't get noticed. So when he does, you're like, he's always doing it. Tonight's a night that, no, he didn't actually do that. The big thing to talk about, or another thing I want to talk about, JaVale McGee played 10 minutes tonight, 4 points and 8 rebounds. And I feel like he is a huge addition to this
team.
Huge addition.
I derided him for his medical condition. I already apologize for this. I'm going to do it every game.
Well, he only played 10 minutes, though.
He looked great, man. Like, he's just, when you're, like I said this earlier, when JaVale McGee arrived on the scene and I wanted him to be Nikola Jokic back in the day, very disappointing. When I want him to be
better
the
than
replacement
Isaiah
of Isaiah Hartenstein.
Unreal.
Wildly exhilarating. Like, JaVale McGee is like the perfect guy for that position.
Yeah. He also played tonight alongside Paul Millsap. So, yes, last game it was Jermichael Green and McGee. Tonight it was Paul Millsap, JaVale McGee. And you had pretty much the same result in terms of it still worked. Like, it was still a combo that worked.
Yeah, and there was also one play. I think it was Derek White had a layup. JaVale McGee deters it. I don't know if he gets the block or not. And I don't know what the point in the paint breakdown was tonight, but it sure felt like the Spurs, for a stretch, they were getting layups at will. Yeah. And McGee is really the only play, maybe Porter sometimes, but McGee is really the only guy on this roster that not just blocks, but deters. Like, oh, I got to go through this giant here.
That pressure on the rim is huge too, man. Like that dunk he had tonight, Statue of Liberty style, where he just, it looked like he was nowhere near being able to dunk from that far. And then he dunked with such ease. You're like, my God, this guy's so long and he jumps so high. He's a phenomenal athlete.
It was described by Ryan Green as a Space Jam dunk. And
it was a Space Jam dunk. Yeah, totally a Space Jam dunk.
He's huge.
He's also an elite bench guy. Like, yeah.
Oh, man, the vibes. He's a vibes guy.
Yes.
The vibes out of JaVale McGee have been absolutely fantastic. Oh, yeah. Those two guys, man, they're just, they're full of vibes.
When you are finally, you know, maybe some of you have been, you get back in Ball Arena. Watch JaVale during timeouts. Watch him on the bench. Like, this guy's into it.
Energy,
dude.
Huh?
Yeah.
Breaking news. Kendrick Perkins just declared Jokic MVP.
All right.
What is his thing? Carry on.
He can go to the back of the line for the club. Oh, yeah. He's not in.
He gets in the club, but you've got to go wait in line. You're not getting the fast pass.
He like showed up. His friends brought him to the club. He doesn't know anything about it.
It's like a one-in, one-out scenario at this point.
He's buying the stock. It's already at a negative. It's already minus
it's
money.
It's one-in, one-out literally for no one but him. Everyone else, come right in.
That's so funny. All right, let's take our last break. Harrison Wynn patiently waiting in Ball Arena. Can't wait to hear what he has to say.
Far more patient than me, really.
Far more. Yeah, he hasn't sent me any angry. Well, maybe he has, actually. I have a few messages here.
Check.
Oh, sure enough, he has. Let's see what he had to say.
Basketball teams are entering the final month of the regular season as they gear up for the playoffs, while some teams are locked to make the playoffs, like the Denver Nuggets. Others are still fighting for their opportunity to chase the trophy this summer. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting you in the center of the action with a chance to turn, anyone want to guess, $1 into $100. Turning $1 into $100 is simple. Pick any basketball team to win their next game. If during that game your team of choosing hits a three, you bring home $100 in free bets. That's 101 odds of your team choosing to hit a three. They don't even need to win. This year, teams have been hitting threes at an unprecedented pace, so get in on all the action. This is actually a no-brainer. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code DNVR when you sign up to turn $1 into $100. That's code DNVR to turn $1 into $100 for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Colorado only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. Hassle Cattle Company, Wagyu Beef.
In the bar on Sunday.
You got to head to
on the menu at the DNVR bar.
On the menu at the DNVR bar. So you can come and try it here, and then you're going to want to order some. I know that already. So I'll just tell you how.
You don't wonder how bad we are at business?
What?
The Wagyu beef burger, no more expensive than standard beef burger. You got to choose.
We're going to have to change that before too long.
No, I made the menu.
So head to HasselCattleCompany.com. That's HASSEL, CattleCompany.com. Use promo code. I think I did two L's.
No, you just did one.
Use promo code DNVR10 for 10% off your order. That's DNVR10 for 10% off. And guess what? Any orders over $200, you get free shipping. So check them out. We promise you, you will not be disappointed. And guys, there is really no better time ever to wear a shirt that says Jokic for MVP.
Man,
just
my goodness.
Across your
it's like
chest.
A fact now. It's not even like a rallying cry. It's just a statement.
So if you head to JokicForMVP.com, you can see those sweet shirts. By buying one, you support the Colorado Hawks. They're a great program. They're an affordable program that's never turned away an athlete over cost. And as you guys know, they've got that Jokic for MVP shirt. So check it out. Buy it like so many of our members have. And they've told us it feels comfortable, fits great, looks great. And as we know, Jokic is in fact the MVP. So.
Yeah, they DM me. They're like, "Your shirts suck," and they get this Jokic for MVP shirt. They're like, "Couldn't be happier."
They're like, "It's so much better."
I was like, "Why is it gotta be that way?" But that's how you people are.
Be on the right side of history.
Can I say, can we look at this chat? This is the creative, Gordon. I mean, you're already a homie, but this is the coolest thing. He says, I offered my employees DNVR memberships as a perk of the job. One of them is Serbian, and she was lit.
That's so
first
sick.
Of all, greatest boss ever.
Gordon, yep, for real. Is your job crime lord, like boss?
It's, like Brad, crime Brendan boss was say, are you hiring?
Like, what's happening?
Brendan's going to have a side gig working for Gordon. Don't even know what he does. All right, we've had the most patient man in America waiting for us in the bowels of Ball Arena, and we're going to bring him in right now. You guys know him, the man with the wind in his hair, the handsome one.
It's getting windy in here.
The Peloton Prince himself, getting a little windy in here. Is he sleeping? Is he asleep? Oh, no, somebody wake up Harrison. Oh, Harrison. Harrison, are you awake?
didn't know if you were going to get to me tonight. I was going to go with the gold.
The vibes are inapulate.
Inapulate. Your worst dad joke. You're the Paul Millsap. You pushed back earlier. You are the Paul Millsap. He's such a Paul Millsap.
So bad.
Oh, no. RK thought I was bad. I'm going to kill myself. Be right back, guys.
Harrison, before we get to the post-game show, man, just what were your thoughts about tonight's game?
I'd say it was cool to be in the arena with fans for a close game. I've been here for a few games, like, with fans now. A couple blowouts, a couple double-digit wins, but to be here for a game that was on the line in the final couple fans and with some excitement, it was fun. It was fun to be here for that.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. Friday night vibes. The bar was also popping.
Popping?
Were you saying lit?
Yeah, either one's acceptable.
Lit feels weird for me to say. I don't know.
You probably shouldn't say
it. I probably
shouldn't
say it. It was pretty hip at the bar tonight.
What's the age cutoff on lit?
I don't know. Lit doesn't sound... I don't know. It's that one I can pull off, but there's other ones I can't.
Can you?
I can pull it off.
Can you?
It's lit in here.
Yeah.
It is lit.
You got it. Yeah,
you really stressed the T at the end. All right, take us inside the post game. What was the general mood? Let me predict. Was Michael Malone very upset with the turnovers?
I wouldn't say very upset. He was upset, but I wouldn't go into... I forgot what the Malone scale was, but... it was probably an Avs goal.
Yeah, Avs game.
People heard that Harrison was on the post game, so yeah. Just went nuts.
Lost their minds.
Yeah, they were like,
probably
on the
not
post game
a probably not a Rockies victory that the Bar's cheering for. So the mood of the post game was we won, we eked out a win, but this probably should have been a blowout. And the reason for that was the 18 turnovers that led to 30 San Antonio points. And I think so too. Like, if the Nuggets turn the ball over 10, 12 times, this might be another double-digit win. Yeah. But they got careless with it in the second half. They let San Antonio back into the game. The turnovers are kind of what prevented this one from being another double-digit victory, I thought. Monte Morris said that, like, that was the reason San Antonio was in the game. And a lot of just talk about how sometimes Denver's biggest opponent is just itself.
You're right.
Like, I think it was Monte who said, when we don't turn the ball over, we know nobody can stop our offense tonight. Michael Malone said, we were fortunate to get the win. Just kind of stuff along those lines. Like, if we take care of the ball and just run our shit, nobody's going to stop us.
I don't feel like they were that fortunate that they got the win.
They were not at all fortunate.
They were a little bit fortunate. I mean, like the smallest amount of fortune.
The Spurs were fortunate that it was close.
The Spurs were a little fortunate. Also the point remains, it is true that, you know, Denver has made a habit of this. If there's one sort of thing you look at during the Aaron Gordon era, it's that they've had these giant leads, but they haven't always finished the game with giant leads, and tonight was probably the best example of that. I mean, they were up. They should have put this one away.
Sure.
It gets close, so... Fair enough. Who? What else did Monte have to say?
Let's see here. What else did Monte have to say? So he didn't say this to us, but apparently he said this to Altitude Radio on his post-game interview. He said that he told Michael Malone he wanted to come off the bench. Because remember, he started that one game when he came back from injury. Then he's come off the bench for these last two. So he told Altitude Radio that he wanted to come off the bench, get back into his regular rotation, get back into his regular rhythm. I mean, I'd say he accomplished that tonight. But that seems like a move that he is really in favor of.
I think Mr. Nugget is a title he will not relinquish until the day he leaves. Like, Gary Harris was starting to lose it a little bit. We still loved him, but, you know, Monte had
kind of... lose it, dude. He just shared it.
He did share it.
Mr. Nuggets.
I also got an early sort of budding bold take on Monte.
Oh, let's do it.
They say it's a dying breed, but I don't know how surprised I'd be if he spent his whole career here.
Oh, wow. Oh,
Monte's that way. He was a four-year collegiate player.
It's so...
Loyalty. He's a loyal guy.
Yeah, but he also doesn't make enough money to be like compromisingly loyal. Oh, yeah. A little goal here for the Avs. You guys here. A little empty netter.
I had abs minus one and a half. So
I love it. Look at you, Winningsburg over here. It's weird to say he'd be on the short list of players I would really love to be in Denver for his career. Like, I would, it's weird, but a role player, I'd be like, oh my god, cry real grown tears.
Rayvon points out the order of Mr. Nugget simply grew with Monte's arrival.
Okay, he was chairman of Mr. Nugget. I think he was the chairman.
You're gonna argue with the leader of the chat?
No, I can't argue with the leader of the chat. Good point, Ray. I cede the point. All right, what else we got, Wind?
So Malone went on this whole rant about all the things he's stressed about, including like tonight's fourth quarter. He's stressed about his guys' health, their mental health. He's stressed about their upcoming opponents. He's stressed about if his team's getting too fat-headed because everybody says how great they are. They haven't lost since Aaron Gordon. He said he loves how we're playing right now, but we can play so much better. And then Monte was kind of asked a similar question about getting fat-headed, which I never even knew was a term before tonight. And he said, I think we still feel like we want more respect. I think we're still trying to prove to ourselves that we're really good and to the world that we're really good. The West is so deep and we still don't get a lot of credit. So we've still got a lot of work to do. So Monte Moore is not worried about getting a fat head.
I like it, man. Monte gets it like as well as any NBA player. Like, he just sees the entirety of the situation. I think Will Barton is this way for a lot too. Like, he just has such a good perspective. But Monte, man, right up there. Who else spoke?
So Michael Porter also spoke tonight, and Nikola Jokic spoke tonight. I don't have anything super stand out from what those guys had to say. Mike was just kind of talking about the run that he's on. Of course, we've talked a lot about it. He said he doesn't really look at the individual numbers. He doesn't really pay attention to his numbers because he knows that he's got certain individual goals as a player, he said, that he's not anywhere close to achieving. He's got certain individual goals when it comes to, I'm guessing, the type of numbers he wants to put up that he's not close to achieving. So he doesn't get caught up in his numbers. He doesn't really get caught up in like his percentages and whatnot. He's just moving forward.
What are those goals?
I would love to know. I'm sure they're around like being an all-star. I'm sure they're around being an MVP candidate. Like, whenever Mike has talked openly about this stuff, he's been pretty candid that his goals, at least individually, are to like be among the best players in the game. So I guess they're, you know, around that.
I honestly think he's on his way. Like, I mean, I don't know if he'll achieve there. Like, for him, it's not the shot making. We know that's already there. It's, can he continue to improve in the areas that most players wouldn't be hyper-focused on? And I think he has focused on them. Hopefully he continues.
He's the best.
Michael Porter?
The best.
He's really good. He's really freaking good. Anything else you want to share from the evening, Wind?
So the only other notable thing I've got came from Michael Malone, and this was on his front court rotation when it comes to Jamichael Green, Paul Millsap, JaVale McGee. He pretty much said that he's going to try to experiment with those guys, experiment with different combinations, different pairings, see what works and see what doesn't. He said he'll look to get Paul Millsap nights off when he can, particularly on back-to-backs, or I guess the front end of back-to-backs, as was the case over the last couple games. So the JaVale McGee, Paul Millsap combo, like, that's not set in stone, what we saw tonight. I don't think anything is necessarily set in stone. I think they're going to experiment a lot with those three guys over the next couple weeks.
I kind of like that. I think I'm going to settle on Jamichael and JaVale, but we'll see. I don't mean what does it matter.
The matter is settled.
The matter is settled, I have declared. I do declare. All right, Harrison. Well, thank you so much, man. Sorry we kept you waiting in Ball Arena, but I got to say, I really appreciate you not hitting me up with 20 DMs complaining about it.
That's the key. Just DM him and say, this is bullshit.
Next time, just go get some kettle corn, bro.
Yeah, I just hit Kale up with the complaints. I don't send him to Kale.
That's smart.
Much better, because, yeah, I ignore Kale's DMs.
Harrison, pre-pandemic, would you have rocked the Breck Brew sweatshirt to a game?
Definitely not. I've been dressing way down at games lately. I don't know why I'm revealing this on the show. I wore sweatpants to a game last week.
He's gone full Malone.
He's made a mission to normalize sweats in the bar, which I already thought was a thing. I was shouted down. Apparently not a thing.
Harrison,
I'm with you. Although last year I went to meet all of you at the Perch, and I was wearing sweatpants, And you flamed me for it. I told you they were expensive sweatpants. You told me I got overcharged.
It's all about the ankle, bro. If it's tight around the ankle, you're cool.
Get home safe, yeah. Harrison.
It's all about showing off the ankles. See you guys.
Later. This was fun, guys. Friday night winners' lounges. Fewer shots than I anticipated, if I'm honest, but I think that was actually I'm appreciative of it.
You want one more? Just I don't for
really
good measure?
Want, nope, don't really want anymore, but it was fun, guys. Sorry, we got here. MVP needs to average 13.2 assists from here on out for the season to average a triple-double. That's going to be tough. He does have to get 9.6 for the Sombor double, the 26-11-9, which would be great. You know, maybe that would be more fitting.
That's
for him.
Happening.
It
that's
might happen. Happening. You know what? 9.6 assists isn't that many. I think he gets that.
We had another super chat from Sir Sketch that wanted to see Adam and somebody else in a cage like fight.
Cage match.
I don't remember because I can't.
Oh my God. Are you kidding? He's like God. Vote size. All right, we'll do it. Go, Nick.
Bunch of strays.
Yes, we, here. Just quickly, we made this shirt because Nick Wright like sucks. Gave the yeah, he sucks.
And I'm then, just kidding. I like it.
And
fine.
Then we
like
were
it.
Right nice about guy. The Nuggets getting
nice
the first
guy.
Round.
He's actually really
so then
chill.
We were like, all right, Nick, you have to wear the shirt. He was like, fine, I'll wear the shirt. So I jumped through so many hoops to send Nick Wright a shirt, and then he pretended like he never got it.
It's such
he
BS,
he said he never
man.
Got it. I did, I tracked it. Nick.
We see through you, bro.
Well, when Nick Wright is in town for the NBA Finals, we'll have him on the show.
Cage match in the bar.
In the bar. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Hit the like button on the way out. Hit the subscribe button. It really means a lot to us when you do that. Get some Friday vibes in there. Hitting the like button is all about the vibes, baby.
Check out the pregame show.
Check out the pregame show. Swipe a cam.
Swipe
the
MCU. The NCU. The Nuggets.
The NCU.
Cinematic Universe.
Cinematic Universe. There it is. Have a good night, everybody. Be safe.
We've had several DNVR listeners switch over to Green Mountain Dental Group over the years and make them their permanent family dentist. Those listeners have personally reached out and let us know how great their experience was and thanked us for sending them to such a wonderful place. Green Mountain Dental Group, the best damn family-owned dentist in all of the Denver metro area, just 10-15 minutes from downtown Denver, and they've got the great family atmosphere where they get to know you. They'll send you cards and stuff for holidays, birthdays, things like that. They'll remember you when you come in, and you get the treatment and service that you deserve. Check them out, Green Mountain Dental, one of our best partners. And remember, when you get a cleaning, x-ray, and exam at Green Mountain Dental Group, you'll receive a free Sonicare toothbrush. Can't beat that deal.